Good morning. This is Casey Ellis, High Plains Public Radio intern, and I'm here with Joni Carswell. Joni is the CEO and president of Texan by Nature, a Texas-based nonprofit aiming to unite business and conservation. She is a proud fourth-generation Texan and a graduate of Texas A&M University and Northwestern University. Welcome to the program, Joni.
Thank you, Casey. I'm excited to be here today.
So first of all, I'd like to ask you to tell us a little bit about the work you do at Texan by Nature.
Sure. So Texan by Nature is a relatively young organization. We were founded in 2011 by former First Lady Laura Bush. And when Mrs. Bush moved back to Texas, she really wanted to use her platform to make an impact on Texas for generations to come and to be an example for others across the United States to follow in terms of conservation. You may be aware of the work that she did with national parks and some other environmental efforts and her role as First Lady. It was a natural evolution to work with her friends in Texas to found and get Texan by Nature started. We have a deep-seated belief that business and conservation can work together to the benefit of all. We use our programs to highlight this and to amplify impact across Texas and beyond.
So as you said, your organization was founded by former First Lady Laura Bush. Have you ever worked with her personally?
I have. Mrs. Bush is actually very involved in Texan by Nature. She comes to all of our board meetings and helps shape the direction of Texan by Nature and then comes to our events as well. She was just at our Conservation Wrangler Summit and Celebration in Dallas in October, where she addressed the audience and talked about founding Texan by Nature and then really called to action the group for how each individual and each business leader and organization leader can get involved in projects and programs across the state of Texas.
You're currently accepting submissions for this Conservation Wrangler program that you mentioned. Can you tell us about that program?
Absolutely. So the Conservation Wrangler program is Texan by Nature's premier program. We accept applications in December and January each year, and we choose about six projects where we get very, very involved with the projects. It's a program which highlights the very best Texan-led conservation projects that occur across the state and sometimes beyond. The program supports select innovative and transformative projects in the field of conservation, and we provide tailored aid, resources, and visibility. Each year, we choose the six projects that we're going to work with for approximately 18 months. And these projects are varied in geography and nature and focus. And it's really a program where we help take a project, get involved, and make it much bigger and more impactful.
So about how many applications for the Conservation Wrangler program do you get each year?
We just started the new process last year, and last year we received 20 applications, and I would say we're looking at around that many this year as well. And so we'll get in about 20, and you know, we work with those that maybe aren't the right fit for the program to determine how we can partner with those projects or move them to a different partner so that we can be a steward to many projects across the state of Texas. But on average, we get at least 20 applications each year.
That's fantastic to know there are so many conservation projects going on around the state.
Yes, we're so excited. It's actually really hard to choose each year. The work that's being done for water and species and land and you know, desert restoration, reef restoration across the state is fantastic. And you have applications from everyone from individuals who are doing the work to nonprofit organizations and alliances, to Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, to corporations as well that are doing work across the state. So we love the application period because we learn so much about different science, different approaches to conservation across the state of Texas.
Last year, three of the projects that you chose for the Conservation Wrangler programs were focused in the North Texas region. Have you ever had a project in the Texas Panhandle?
The one that's closest to the Panhandle was last year's Texas Playa Conservation Initiative. It's basically the restoration of playas across the Panhandle region. And those playas are actually what recharge the Ogallala Aquifer. And the recharge of that aquifer has a major impact on water supply for the region and wildlife for the region as well. This particular initiative funds restoration for playas across the region so that we can ensure the recharge of the Olala Aquifer and our water supply for generations to come.
So for our listeners, the shape of the Ogallala Aquifer is actually almost identical to your HPPR listening area. So if you're hearing this interview right now, there's a good chance that the water in your town or city is supplied by that Ogallala Aquifer. So Joni, knowing all of this, what is Texan by Nature's vision for the future of the environment, both in the Lone Star State and beyond?
Our vision for the future is not only to conserve what we have, but to use science and the advances to come up with new methods of working with our natural resources so that we are working with the earth in a way that is beneficial for future generations. So to educate everyone that we come in contact with and to work together as partners to make positive impact and really in all that we touch. There's so much that can be done to just ensure the beauty of our wide open spaces and our own health for being able to be in nature and to continue to work with nature for the resources that we need as we continue to advance.
Well, it sounds to me like the future is bright for Texan by Nature. Thank you so much to Joni Carswell for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Casey. It was really wonderful to be with you. And I would say that the future is bright for Texas and for all the states beyond, too, as we work together on these initiatives. So thank you very much for having us.